It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team. I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right.
We are. Hey, welcome. Good morning, folks. Wake up. Hope you're on the links or at least your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour.
Maybe you're riding your bicycle over to Bushwood Country Club because you got a caddy gig today. That's what I used to do,
That's right.
I'd ride the bike, the old Schwinn, over to Chicago Golf Club in Wheaton, Illinois for my loop.
Yep, we would do that. You and I in the Midwest, they have all the private courses.
Yep,
they prefer caddies, folks.
The Western Golf Association gets involved, and Evan Scholars gets involved, and other great organizations, which has sent thousands of kids to college. So there you have it.
That is correct. And yes, this is correct. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. I'm Tom Ashton, old pro golf mints, a caddy Mike Correo, super looper. Agent Gibbs in the box, and Leslie is off in the Ozarks.
I got an update. Jason Day's swing has improved. Leslie's been working with Jason Day on the swing. That's where she was. Now, though,
the truth comes out.
If you're listening, Leslie, I have a new assignment. Rory McIlroy needs to learn how to putt again. So he's tried about five or six putters, and he needs that. So that would be your next lesson.
Well, Leslie will be back next week.
Yes, she will. And send best wishes out to her dad, Perry, and her whole Fisher family, KW, up in Missouri, having a great time in your neck of the woods, Thomas.
That's right, yeah.
She'll be
hopefully
back
next
week.
You know, they take a little road trip south and go down to Branson and see the sights, have a good time in the Ozarks, and maybe go Silver Dollar City. That's a good time. Roller coasters, rides, cotton candy. Home folks, I mean, real Ozarkians. Ready?
Is that a word, Andrew?
You know, Ozarkians?
They hand make all these home
items and usable items. I mean, crafts that are several hundred years old and you know that and generations deep.
Is there a lot of Native American area out there, Thomas?
In some parts of the Ozark, yes. So it's actually a very, very, very beautiful part of the country. Mm-hmm. So if you ever get a chance, get up there. You know, a lot of the...
Especially in the summertime.
Hey, a lot of entertainers make that part of their home half of the year because they have these massive, massive theaters. And the Judd's had a gig going on there. They have what's his name? Yoshi. My sister knows him very well. He's a violinist from Asia that's absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. They have the Oak Ridge Boys. I mean, Dolly Parton did a show out there
theaters. And they designed some golf courses there. They have some Champions Tour par 3 tournament events.
Yeah, and really so without the casinos, it's almost like going to Vegas. Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. So anyway, hope you're all doing well. We certainly appreciate you tuning
in.
We
hope
this
you
Saturday
all had
morning.
A great and safe 4th of July on Tuesday. And it's important to remember how great this country is that it's a good read, the Declaration of Independence by Mr. Jefferson, if you get a chance, you know, kind of to remind you of that.
That's exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
And something to remind you of also, folks, it is hot outside. Please hydrate. Lots and lots.
The humidity, temperature is going to be in the 90s. Humidity will make it feel warmer than that. Just keep water with you. At all times.
Yeah, and use the sunscreen, okay? Mm-hmm. There's chance of rain both days this weekend. A little higher chance today than tomorrow. About the same temp, you know, in the middle 70s to the high, middle 90s, sorry, not high 90s, middle 90s. So that's where we're at right now, and that's just the way it is. But like we said, just another day in paradise here in Jacksonville, Florida, right here where we have three Edwin Watts golf locations. Jacksonville Beach at Ponte Vedra at A1A and Butler. Chad Road and Phillips, Jacksonville Superstore, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall in I-95. Orange Park on Wells Road. So stop in and get your hot weather gear, towels. These
cold towels.
Tempercraft. Mm-hmm. These things are amazing.
Special thermoses,
right? You put ice in these things, folks, and you can get them at your local Edwin Watts Golf. you put ice in these things and go out and play golf for 6 hours, and ice is still there. It's incredible. Yeah, ice cold drink, whatever's in there, the ice is still there.
And insulated, so
we
probably.
We sell buku
real well.
Of these. Yeah, it's just a modern-day high-tech thermos without all the, you know, remember growing up, the thermos, don't drop the thermos, and all the glass inside would shatter and between the layers, so you'd have to go get a new thermos. Or then they sold, then they came out and invented the sleeve, so you could replace the sleeve.
Right.
A lot going on this week in golf. The Greenbrier Classic is back.
Yes,
it's been gone, what, 2 years?
Well,
the flooding.
2 years ago.
They had to redo the course, right?
2 years ago they had it, and last year they had a terrible storm. It was like a rain of a century, amount of rain, and you know,
23 people died.
Yeah, 23 people died. We're just talking to Jeff from the Outdoor Show, who, you know, knows a lot of people. He's from Virginia and West Virginia, and it just... what they've done to get it all back together, and I like that Mr. Justice, who owns the course and the property, set up a complete foundation fund so that it kind of have a central location where everybody can help all these people get back in their feet. A lot of people lost a lot of things.
Yeah, folks, these are...
And they're going to raise money now again. That's the biggest beneficiary from having this tournament, as most PGA Tour events is a local economy that can get millions of dollars back into the economy. So that's where they are this week, the PGA Tour.
That's correct. You know, of course, Sebastian Munoz?
Yes.
Munoz. He's PGA Tour rookie.
12 under par after two rounds.
Wow, 9 under total. Okay, it's a par 70 course, folks, if you're not familiar. It's over 7,200 yards with a par 70.
Yeah, one of the nines doesn't have any par fives on it. That's how it becomes a par 70. Danny Lee, who is... the pseudo, I guess he is, defending champion
from
2 years ago, is at 8 under. And the old, your old buddy, your old range rat buddy, Davis Love, the third.
That, huh?
Not the fourth, not Drew. The old man smoking the kids, you know what, this week. He's beating them. He's 8 under. You know, it makes you remember how great a player Davis Love is. His has been for a long time. The last 2 years it was Captain Davis, right? In terms of Ryder Cup, twice captain. And now when let me ask you this, Tom. I think that his son playing is getting his juices going again.
Absolutely.
Out there, he's saying, well, okay, I'm not ready to let you become the best golfer in the family just yet, young man. And it was great to see him out there hitting the ball beautifully. Plus, he knows how to play old-school golf, knockdown shots and stuff.
Well, part of that is, you know, in the past couple of years, he's had some stiffness issues with his shoulder and hips. So he said, I had to back off trying to, like, not really hit it so far, but hit it straight. Hey, folks, do you hear what I just said? All you listeners out there, they're trying to hit
it. Wait a minute now.
Andrew's, back it off a little.
Andrew's getting ready to pick up golf, and you're telling him he has to know where it's going also, not just how far? He has to hit it in the right direction as well?
Well, that doesn't matter on a driving range, but when you walk on that first tee, things change. Got that, agent?
I do. Actually, I guess it doesn't matter on the driving range because you can be a little bit dangerous sometimes.
In one way, as long as you're as far away from the next person as you
can get. Right.
As long as you're hitting them forward, you know, that's important.
Oh, wow. You know, folks, you're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour here. We are brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame and Ping Golf. And let's take this into break. Give us a call with your opinion. 904-641-1010. Would you rather drive it like Dustin Johnson or putt it like Jordan Spieth? We'll be right back with the Edwin Watts Golf Hour.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM with Billy Idol.
It's so damn hot.
Here we go to the hole. Here's the 40.
Jacksonville's football team.
10-10-5.
1010XL.
He leaps for the end zone. Touchdown. 92.5 FM.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit for TaylorMade's M1 and M2 drivers. Same letter, better everything. Now delivering even more distance and forgiveness through reimagined multi-material construction. M1 features more carbon fiber and a new adjustable weight system. M2 features all new geoacoustic technology. Try it and buy it with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
Cooking out with the family this weekend? Add some sizzle to your soiree with Philly Gourmet All-American Badass Burgers. They're juicy, delicious, 100% beef, made in the USA with true grit and American pride. Look for Philly Gourmet beef patties, thick and juicy, Angus, and new Angry Steer Sirloin Burgers, guaranteed to turn summer cookouts into All-American Philly Gourmet Badass Blowouts. Don't be a bubba. Get your Philly Gourmet All-American Badass Burger on. Family owned and operated.
Should you have your carpets cleaned to impress potential home buyers, to impress your guests, or just to impress your spouse? Have Zerez clean your carpets now. 287-5727. Zerez, spelled backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Midday Chalk, noon to 3 on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
I'm the neighbor with the orange zero turn. I mow, maintain, shape, and perfect. I take pride in myself and this place I call home. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, get a Kubota Commander Pro and take advantage of low-rate, long-term financing. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Visit Coastal Equipment Systems of Florida and Putsch's Tractor Depot Incorporated. Or find your local Kubota dealer online at floridakubotadealers.com.
Have you heard? Jacksonville has voted Roland Reich as the Bold City's best plumber. Because when you promise great work on time, the word gets around. So for any plumbing issue, large or small, use the Bold City's best. PlumberinJax.com.
It's not crazy. It's sports. Share your thoughts on the 1010XL text line, driven by Duval Ford, 641-1010.
Do not let the simplicity fool you.
1010XL. The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Just jamming out here this beautiful Saturday morning here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf. Play your best.
Play your best.
Stop by your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop and find out what's your color code. Caddy Mike, what does that mean, color code?
Your color code is determined by when you get measured for a golf club, specifically with an iron in the way Ping does it, where they can get the club that's a proper length and the proper lie angle. The reason that's important is when your club goes through the hitting area, you want it to be flat. If it hits toe first, the club kicks out and the ball's going to go, if you're left-handed like me, way left. If you're right-handed like Tom, to the right. If the heel hits, it tends to close the club, which will cause a hook type of action. So if you can do that, plus what they, in terms of its hands to floor, if you're standing straight up with your hands to your side, there's a distance that your arms hang to the floor, which is why...
Well, you mean your arms and mine don't hang the same distance?
That's correct. And sometimes if you have taller people... who have shorter, you know, may have longer arms as well and shorter people, but everybody's got a specific distance from where they, basically it's where your hands hang, right? So when you lay your hands down and put them on the club, you're going to have a club that's the right length. And small changes make a big difference. All the people that hit that, like my friend Scott, our pinger could tell you, a half an inch, that's a big deal. A quarter inch, that's a big deal. Grip size, in terms of they measure your grip size. So if you're going to use, I use a slightly larger grip because I have an XL glove. Somebody that uses a medium glove probably will use a smaller grip. That can also determine how the club reacts in your hand and type of shots you have. So and it sounds complicated, but it's not. It takes 5 minutes and then they can put you in the exact club. I think I was a blue, like I'm like a half inch over, slightly upright. That type of a thing with a mid-size grip. And so it's very easy to do. I recommend you do it the next time you go into Edwin Watts Golf, and they'll set you up.
We sure will, folks. Also, we wouldn't be here without the great Sponsorship of the World Golf Hall of Fame, right in our own backyard. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's right down the road. Take I-95 South, 15 minutes,
yep.
And learn the history of the game and celebrate those who have made it great. You know, they have genuine artifacts from the members that are in the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. from great players, okay? They have a lock and set up in a locker room. The locker doors are open, folks. You know, there's a plexiglass protective
right.
shield,
yeah.
but you mm-hmm. can see, and these are very, very, very personal momentum items mm-hmm. that these people, you know, might have carried around their pocket in every tournament they played for 40 years.
Yeah, what happens is the new inductees, they are invited in, and they meet with the Hall of Fame staff and the people out there. And they talk about this. Well, what kind of, you know, stuff can we put in here? I think Lorena Ochoa is going to bring her trophy from winning the Ladies Open at St. Andrews. You know, that kind of stuff. Golf bags from Ryder Cup or old tournaments. Golf clubs they use. Shoes they use. With real spikes, folks.
Kind of make holes in the ground and keep you stuck. Okay.
Yeah, but good stuff. It's a great visit.
They have an 18-hole natural grass putting golf course.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a shot. It's 132 yards.
132?
And they have an island challenge green that simulates the 17th at TPC Stadium here in the Jack's Ponte Vedra area.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a chance to win great prizes. And the great prize is if you're the closest shot for the quarter, and I'm still – the name's coming.
To the pin.
For the first quarter, yep.
Right.
The closest shot to the quarter for the three-month period of the year, each quarter, wins a $150 Edwin Watts gift card, free. All you got to do is take
Beautiful.
A swing with the club. How about that? Okay. Mm-hmm. You also have a 3D IMAX theater.
Yeah, that thing is
that's
really
unbelievable.
Cool.
Especially when they bring the action movies
if they bring
in.
Certain things, you know, should be up on the big screen. That's true, with the sound especially.
And don't forget, coming up in September, Davis Love III, Meg Mallon, Lorena Ochoa, mm-hmm. Ian Woosdom, and the late Henry Longhurst will be nominated into the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Very nice.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it, folks. How about that? Okay, it's great stuff. It's right down the street. It's one of the greatest venues in the world. It's the greatest venue in the world for golf. Okay, so check it out. Just like the Edwin Watts Golf Shop, they have the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop in your shop and find out what that means. It's free. It's for you. We want you happy. So take advantage of that and enjoy it. Promotion's going on right now. Callaway, TaylorMade have a 50% trade-in bonus. That means if you were to trade in your old clubs, which, yes, folks,
you accept trade-ins,
we accept
right?
trade-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Out with the old, in with the new, right? So if you were to, say, get $100 for your old driver, and you're thinking about a new driver, hey, I want to trade this in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mr. Caddy Mike, thanks for coming in the shop. What can I help you? I want to trade in my driver. Oh, great. Well, let me look it up. We use the trade value guides. Okay. Gives you what the average market is for it, and you mm-hmm. can apply that towards your new purchase. But on top of that
however,
there is the 50% trade bonus. So now, if it was $100, you're going to get another $50.
Okay.
So you can get uptown, right? You can get uptown.
Very good.
That.
Now, I'm acting right now that I'm excited about it, because as you know, I would never trade in Bubba Pink driver. Me personally, I mean.
I don't blame you. You know, Bubba Pink, those are limited drivers.
Well, speaking of Bubba, real quick, is it the golf ball? That's my opinion is that when he moved from a Titleist golf ball, which he'd played for 30 years in various forms, to sign a contract with Volvic, which makes a good golf ball, it's fine for $1 million times five or something like that. But, Tom, don't you think a player who plays golf like him, every shot is custom. Every shot has curve. Every shot has touch, feel. That there's going to be a different sound with that ball. There's going to be a different flight with that ball. It's going to feel and sound differently on chipping and putting.
Well, Caddy, there's a...
Because Bubba is just not playing well. I mean...
There's a lot of aspects just to that little round white thing.
Yes.
And I tell my students, that golf ball is the number one distraction that keeps players
Plus, he plays a colored ball, which
so and the color is not that big a deal. I mean, Jerry Pate proved it out here at TPC. So the color of the ball is not that big a deal.
That was a Wilson pro staff. Remember that with the truncated cone dimples?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, the ball as mm-hmm. a player.
Yes,
the ball is important in how you, the trajectory you see it when it apexes.
On every shot.
Okay, because we envision like a little rectangular square window floating in the air. All right? And we're, our goal is to drive that ball right up through that little window. Yeah. Okay? So that's part of it. The sound, the feel.
Yep.
Sound and feel are the two most critical factors in the ball. Mm-hmm. From 100, from the tee, it's not that big a deal. But from 100 yards in, it's everything.
Everything.
Everything. And how it comes off the putter, okay, it can be rolling different. So if you're more of a mechanical machine-like player.
Justin Rose, somebody like that.
It's going to be easier to change golf balls. Mm-hmm. But if you're more of a bull rider, 8 seconds, and that all, those arms can go in a lot of places.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a machine-like action like Bubba.
And he's kind of, he's a little twitchy too sometimes.
That ball, it's going to be hard to tune it in. It's going to take a long time.
Well, that's what I figure. But, and for, you know.
You know, there was a vendor, Caddy Mike, there was a vendor.
Yeah.
That.
Plus, he's using those great ping clubs, so it's making me look bad.
When I was playing, there was a particular vendor at one time that had 16 different balls being played on the tours. Okay, and as the wound ball evolved into the multi-layer ball,
with urethane,
there were fewer and fewer of that going on. But even after the last wound ball, the last year that the wound ball was made, and for the next two or three, excuse me, folks, for the next two or three years, there were still one vendor was having to specially make wound balls for a couple of players.
Paul Azinger, Tom Lehman, all these guys were saying, please don't stop making the Titleist Pro Trajectory or whichever ball it was that was still a wound ball that they could control. And
yeah, I played a high traj, okay?
High traj, yeah.
I'm a swinger. I'm not a hitter of the ball. I'm a swinger of the club.
Right.
Okay, phrasing. I'm a swinger of the club, okay? And so I always need a ball that's going to spin, okay, and climb high, okay? The challenge for me today is the modern ball. That's tough. I have to play weaker lofted irons to get that ball at apex that I know.
Because it wants to go out for a perfect long drive trajectory and roll over. It wants to
dies.
Not spin.
Yeah. It's funny, folks. I'll hit some of these balls, and they go out there, and it starts out great. Like, pure that one, and I'm watching it. All of a sudden, it just like – it's like Caddy Mike was over in the rough behind a tree and he shot it and winged it and it just falls out of the sky.
I resemble that remark, allegedly.
Well, how about, do you resemble this? I'm going to go through some things, Caddy Mike, and you tell me who you think this is.
Okay.
Finished with a bogey-free 2-under par 68 with 4 rounds in the 60 on his way to the title. 72 total of 264 set a new tournament record for the lowest score for 72 holes. Okay, the last one was in 2013. All right, 72 total of 16 under par was the third most strokes under par in tournament history. Okay, to join partners with the local Fred Funk. Okay, how about that? Wins the event for the second time. Okay, 9th PGA. One of the tour's champions, okay? How about this? Do you have any idea who this? 45 of 56 fairways, folks. This is what everybody out there needs to try to focus on. It's fairways. It's the short grass. It's not how far you hit it. 80.4% of fairways.
Wow.
59 out of 72 greens. That's 81.9% greens. And 116 putts. Now, he entered my world. That's 29 putts around.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, and if you combine that with hitting all those greens of regulation, because a lot of times you might have less putts if you're missing every green.
You're getting you're chipping and putting.
You get up and
you're chipping
in
really
a few
well.
Times. It might chip very well. So if you're doing both, if you're putting under 30 and you're hitting most of the greens, going to be in the 60s.
Any idea? Do I stump you? Who's this?
Sounds like Lee Trevino or something like that. Are you talking about somebody playing now?
No, I just played last week.
Oh. PGA Tour?
Close. A little older.
Champions Tour. Yeah. Kenny Perry?
Bam! You got it.
Kenny Perry!
Kenny Perry! He dominated the U.S. Senior Open.
Wow.
with those stats.
Yeah, I don't know if any of you saw it, but it was like he took 10 years off his life. Tom and I are still, you know, we still kind of wish, if you could wish anybody to
happen. I wish upon a star.
It was right about, 2009, I want to say, that Kenny Perry had two pars to win the Masters, the last two holes. It just didn't happen. Angel Cabrera ended up winning. But he looked like the same guy at this tournament.
He didn't blink an eye, man.
16 under. On a U.S. Open condition course with high rough and fast greens. You don't have to have 700-800-yard courses to make them difficult. You need quick greens, difficult rough, greens that have slope in them or sections that you have to hit to, and dog legs, trees.
Oof, oof. Dog legs. That's such a great word. It's a perfect fit. Yes. You know, it's like I asked somebody yesterday. Somebody says, oh, counterfeit golf clubs. I said, no, why don't they call them counterfake? Why is it counterfeit?
Does yeah, because they're not fit. Fit
you, and they're not fit.
No.
So they're actually counterfake.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
we
and,
had.
And, let me, and when you have counterfake, that's a good one, clubs. You know what you don't get? A 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee like you do get at all worldwide golf shops, including our Edwin Watts right here in Northeast Florida. So don't ever do that, folks. Don't buy golf clubs online. It just, for the money you think you're saving, it's, you know, there's no recourse when it doesn't work for you.
Yeah, we can't help
that's
you
there.
That's
my caddy tip for the day.
That's a great tip, Caddy Mike. Here's a tip, folks. Don't forget, right now going on, if you need some golf balls, Bridgestone still has the 330 golf balls, buy two, get one free. Bam. That's a $45
you
a dozen
You still have those.
Ball.
We had Tyler Stortz from Wilson Golf on last week. Do you still have the duo spins and the duo
Duos regulars? Are 2 for 30.
2 for 30.
Spins are 2 for 35.
It's a great ball, folks.
Bridgestone E6, 2 for 40.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, great stuff. New, just it came in last night. So, they're actually working on the pricing over the weekend. There's a big price change in shoes, so there's going to be a lot of shoe sales going on in your local Edwin Watts golf shop. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got through Father's Day and the 4th, and now we're going in transitional time. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, our season is, you know, declining, okay? As we get through July, we're going to hit August. School is coming at us.
Yeah.
You know, the stores already have back-to-school sales already going on, right? Mm. How about that? We were out walking the other night, and we looked in one of the windows, and it's like, Jackie goes, I got back-to-school specials already.
You don't have to worry about that anymore, do you, Tom?
No.
No more back-to-schools.
No. And folks, don't forget, an important part of golf equipment are the spikes on the bottom of your shoes. Right now, at your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop, if you purchase a pack of soft spikes to replace your old worn-out spikes on your golf shoes, we have a free wrench to give you that you can carry around in your golf bag. It's
a
really nice spike wrench. Mm-hmm. So, you know, next time you're in, while supplies last.
Yeah, that's one of those things that people just overlook. It's kind of like grips on the club. It's like, you know, that's your only contact with the ground. Is now they make the shoes in such a way to help your balance, you know, that you didn't have with this, like the steel spikes from the past. And there's some people out there that wear shoes that are spikeless, and that's fine too. But it's just something to keep an eye on. You can pick up a couple of packages of spikes so you always have them. And as you said, Tom, have the wrench with you so you can always, most people, two or three pair of shoes should suit them up just good.
That's exactly right. So keep that in mind, folks, as you go out before you head to the course here in your next round. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. When we come back, we're going to throw out the World Golf Hall of Fame history trivia
question. Get your Google ready.
All right, so get your Google ready. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf and the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
Make another one.
Joe C. from a quaint drinking village with the fishing problem. The dog from the Og. Noon to 3 weekdays on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Are you looking for a reason to sneak out of work just a few minutes early? The Slammer and Squire and King and Bear golf courses have a great reason. Golf. Now you can play as many holes as you can after 5 p.m. for only $39 at Slammer and Squire or $49 at King and Bear. How many holes can you get in before it gets dark? Call 940-6088 to book your tee time today. That's 940-6088. Rates are valid through September 30th.
Does the building you go to work in every day need a little love and attention? Jason Parker here with Performance Painting. Great companies take great care of the buildings their staff and customers walk into every day. If the building you're in doesn't match the vision you have for your company, we can help. Go to performance-painting.com. Our highly trained team makes the difference. Quality coatings applied with pride.
Performance Painting!
Hayes Carline, afternoons on 1010XL.
Hey, Kim, I know you're crazy about peaches, so I got you this.
Thanks, but that's a smoothie.
Oh, it's not just any smoothie. It's the McDonald's peach smoothie.
Peaches in a smoothie?
Here, take a sip.
Awesome.
Make it a McCafe moment and sip a McCafe peach smoothie. Chill with a small McCafe frappe smoothie or shake for just $2. It's time to blend in the fun this summer at McDonald's. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Hey, meteorologist Tim Kippen here poolside with a live weather update. Today's high is 85 with 0% chance of rain. So grab those swimsuits and... Whoa, scratch that. Grab the umbrellas, everyone.
You can't choose the weather, but you can choose from the McDonald's McPick 2 for $5 menu. Pick a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, or 10-piece chicken McNuggets. Add on a Coke. Any size soft drink is just $1. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Single item at regular price. A la carte only cannot be combined with combo meal.
Jags fans, your EverBank checking or money market account could be your ticket to London this September. Through the EverBank London Getaway, one lucky winner and a guest will be off to London with a pair of tickets to see the Jags at Wembley. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/London. Sweepstakes ends July 28th, so visit everbank.com/London today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents in 59 states and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Entry period from 6/19/17 to 7/28/17. For official rules, how to enter without bank deposit, to opt out and for complete details, visit everbank.com/London or an EverBank location. Sponsor EverBank.
I'm Cece Underwood of Keller Williams Jacksonville Realty. If you hear an interview on 1010XL that you wish your friends heard, tell them. Go to 1010XL.com on demand. And when you're looking to buy, sell, or build a home, visit sellingwithcece.com.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
We are back. I guess not a lot of opinions out there. Would you rather drive it like DJ or put like Jordan Spieth? Who knows? What do you think, Caddy Mike?
I would personally rather drive it like DJ because that is impossible for me to do right now or ever. However, I have the ability to roll a ball in a straight line and... Jordan Spieth makes or misses his putt, and I would make or miss my putt. I mean, I would work hard on my putting. If I could drive it like DJ, I would do what DJ does. And he hits wedges with his TrackMan 100 and 100 and 120 and 140 and so on, and he chips and putts. That's it.
Okay, well, that stands with the majority. Everybody wants to hit it further.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
They heard you say straight, and they said, yeah, the heck with that old man, Tom. I'm going to blast my driver. Andrew says, I'm going to hit it as far as I can.
That's right. Well, yeah. Keep this on your calendar, folks. July 29th here on the radio, something special. We're going to have a very special guest that's going to share something with you that is...
Yeah, it's 3 weeks from today.
Probably mm-hmm. definitely going to hit it like DJ. You're a lot closer, more in that direction, farther. Mm-hmm. Pretty good chance of that. Anyway... That's coming. That's okay. The 29th. Mm-hmm. So keep nice. That on your calendar. Make sure you tune in the Ed and Watts Golf Hour. We really certainly appreciate blah, blah,
easy
blah,
for
blah,
you
blah.
To say, Tom. See? Appreciate.
Appreciate you all listening and tuning in each week. Hey, folks, if you're out there, college coaches, remember, okay, high school coaches, back to school stuff is going on. All right. Stop by your local Ed and Watts Golf Shop and get your team merchandise on order. You can't season start, let's say, I get it every year.
Yeah.
Season, the high school golf season starts like next week. And I get coaches walk in and go, hey, I need 15 shirts and six bags. And it's like, oh, yeah, when's your season start? Like January? No, yeah. Next week.
Right.
Okay, so this is July.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is the time you all to be taking, be very proactive, coaches, okay? And parents, if you've got a individual on the team, call, prompt your coach, text him, email, and say, hey, man, get over
you
to Ed and Watts and get
ready.
Get your team order stuff in now so the team looks great opening day.
Right.
I mean, I remember I've been to all the matches. You know, my son played for 4 years at Mandarin. And
yeah.
I go to the matches, the first matches of these teams, and, I mean, they're not organized. They're all wearing something different.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a team thing, obviously you want them to look the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, whose fault was this? Let's kind of point fingers at the coach because it's the coach's responsibility. And the coach, some of the coaches go, well, it was the school board's because we had a budget, blah, blah, blah.
He might be the golf coach and the history teacher and something else.
And believe me, it's greatly appreciated because that's a tough job because I love the teachers. My number three daughter's one.
Mm-hmm.
I love the teachers. They do so much for our children.
Yeah.
And their plates are full. So I'm not pointing the finger at the teachers, coaches. But there are schools that have strictly a coach. That's all they do.
Yeah.
So let's get on the ball, folks. Let's get on the ball.
Speaking of teachers, Leslie Fisher, LPGA, still teaching kids camps. She finished one a couple weeks ago. It was really great. The kids were awesome. So I think there's probably a check on Leslie's website, Lessons for Leslie, and you'll be able to find out there probably is at least one more, if not two more, junior clinics left or junior camps this summer. So check that out.
Check it out. Lessonswithleslie.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out and get signed up. Get some lessons. Get your junior golfer tuned up for the upcoming golf season. You know, I know there's a lot of freshmen out there. It's their first trip down that road.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real chance to get in there, and they need all the help and support they can get. And so let's get them tuned up. And you got to start tuning up now. Okay, it isn't one of these where, hey, mom and dad, I've been playing golf all summer, and I want to play on the golf team at high school this year. I'm a freshman, and parents keep kind of doing their thing, and it's kind of like they could stop and make that call or text or look up lessonswithleslie.com and book some lessons, get some improve their fundamentals, get them ready for the golf season.
That's right. It's always a good idea before every season. This is what Jack Nicklaus did every year with Jack Grout. He would get together in January down in North Palm Beach, Florida.
Tune up.
And they would say, okay, grip, stance, posture.
Alignment.
Balance, tempo, rhythm, and just do all the things. This is the greatest player in the modern era in terms of tournament victories and major victories of all time. And he did the same thing, back to the basics. Because you look at these kids. Some of these kids now, they're playing right now the Florida junior boys going on at Vero Beach. There's probably 25 or 30 kids from this area, and they're shooting scores.
Scary scores.
Yeah, very good scores. So you want to do that, and so check it out.
Well, check out also, Edwin Watts offers the greatest selection of junior product for your junior golfer you can get. So stop in your local Edwin Watts golf location, okay, and check out the junior clubs, shoes,
yep,
gloves, equipment,
everything.
Bags. So we have it all, and we want to support and improve your junior's game. We want them looking sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Want them playing sharp.
Yeah, we could tell. I mean, I went to Carroll High School in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we were the Chargers. We were white and blue were our colors. So I would get the white. I had the white pants, you bet, and the white belt, 1976.
You looked like you had the hair like Johnny Miller and
well,
the
mine
belt,
was more
the
like
pants.
Seve. I was like Seve. So we would wear blue, like kind of a navy blue shirt and white pants. So we sort of, they weren't team shirts, but we sort of looked together. But we would run into these events, and these guys were all real sharp, like you said. Everybody's got the team shirt looking good. And it's funny how many times those teams were up there for the championships. They were better organized.
Well, speaking of organization, how about this, folks? Get your phone ready. Here's the World Golf Hall of Fame history trivia question. Okay? And there's two parts. There's part one and then for the grand prize, part two. All right, here we go. 904-641-1010. What is the only golf resort in the world to have hosted the Ryder Cup and the Solheim Cup? 904-641-1010. Seventh caller. Go. So anyway, yeah. See, I asked you that, Katie Mike, and you got it.
Well,
then I stumped you on the part two.
And you didn't Google, right?
Yeah. On the follow-up, no, I don't. That requires me to think. I don't know how to do Google. Just kidding. I actually do that.
Well, speaking of thinking, Katie Mike, let's talk about Leslie's tip, golf tip of the week. I'm going to throw it out there. She's out of town. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's more important, folks, the line, the ball, the hole, and putting? The line, the ball, the hole, the motion of the putter, the setup, etc. Okay? That's a lot to think about when you're standing trying
to... When putting is supposed to be a simple thing.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's a miniature golf swing. Okay? All right. But to be a more consistent putter, we pros mostly realize you should always focus more on the line of the ball that it's going to travel than anything. Because if you focus on the line, you're focusing mentally on the imagery of seeing it go into the hole, travel to the hole. Mm-hmm. You're mentally, visually seeing the line. Okay? You're seeing the ball. You're visually feeling your setup. You're comfortable. You're breathing. You're controlling everything. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're not so focused on, my grip should be here. Yeah, you're getting away from the mechanics. See?
It can't be that.
Visualizing on the line and seeing the ball roll takes away the blocks that get in your mind on being more mentally mechanic, okay? It takes away the paralysis.
Okay, let me ask you this. In my opinion, the shorter the putt is, the more important the line becomes. What the pros say a lot on television or when they're doing clinics or things is, let's say you have what I would call a lag putt, 25, 30 feet. They talk about that focusing on the pace as well as the line that you want it to start out on. Obviously, you make sure you line it up and you always visualize. I visualize every shot and certainly every putt. But the closer to the hole you get, it's amazing. They used to have, you probably have used these, Tom, like a laser. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like a thing that you would put on the front of your putter, clip it on.
I got them. I have two different kinds.
Okay. And then so the person would, aim at the hole. And then you'd put this laser on there, and they think they're aiming one place, but they're really aiming another, Tom. Talk about how you can get those things in line. Is it where your eyes are over the ball and that kind of stuff, your stance?
Well, what I see, address that. What I see is golfers are so mechanically locked up, they can't take the stroke. Mm-hmm. So they've forgotten all about visualizing and seeing the ball roll. They're so about, here's my stance, my feet got to be here, I got to be, That's all bull malarkey, okay? What's important are your eyes. The most constant factor you have in putting, especially, since it's such a minuscule golf stroke, is your eyes. And that's the center pupils of your eyes.
Yeah, do you place them directly over the ball?
No, 94%.
Or inside.
94% of the best players in the world are about an inch inside the line. Okay, so the rest of the world is either on the line or somewhere between and 3/4 of an inch or outside the line. Okay,
every stroke you make in golf, your head is inside the line. Can you imagine in a driver and having your head directly over the ball?
Right. Well, the reason I brought this up, folks, is Munoz. That's the one thing he fixed to shoot his 61 is he found he was so focused on the setup and the mechanics and the path of the putter head, really, and he got refocused with the aid of a friend on just visualizing and seeing the line of the ball and the ball rolling.
Going in.
Shoot 61.
61. Isn't that funny?
10 birdies and a bogey. That's why I brought this up. Okay, folks, let's reevaluate your sequence of events or your checklist when you're going to make a putt. How you read the putt, how you approach the ball and get addressed to the putt, et cetera, et cetera. It's the eyes first. The eyes, okay? So let's get focused on that. That's why I brought this up, okay? So it is. Most of the pros in the world, it's speed, line, speed. You don't want to fall in love with the line and forget to hit it.
Right.
That's why visualizing, if you continue to visualize and see the ball rolling subconsciously, your mind's going to know how hard to hit the putt. It's that simple. Speed dictates line. Line dictates speed. Speed, line, speed. Okay? All right. We're going to go to Travis. He was a seventh caller. Good morning, Travis. Welcome to the Ed and Watts Golf Hour.
Good morning. I'm going to take a shot and guess Glenn Eagles.
Oh, no, sir.
Good guess, though.
Good guess. Good right. guess. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Thanks for hanging on. You have a great, great weekend. Great golfing. Thanks for tuning in.
Because he's right. This course could be in the U.S. or it could be overseas.
Could be.
Because you could have a Solheim Cup, which is started by Carsten Solheim. Ping golf, play your best. Overseas as well. Every other year. This year, the Solheim Cup is going to be in Iowa, I believe. And next year, the Ryder Cup is going to be at Le Golf Club National in Paris.
I can't wait. Well, you know me. I'm Ryder Cup crazy.
Jim Furyk. So I'm looking for the
I'm excited.
I'm looking for the invite. I'm thinking I need to
it's
go
in
to
the
Paris.
Mail. It's in That's the right. mail, as we used to say. I got. You know what I found on my desk was delivered yesterday?
That check I sent you?
A Yellow Pages. Wow. Never thought I'd say that. All right, let's go to Robert. Robert, good morning, Robert. Welcome to the Ed and Watts Golf Hour. Do you have the answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say the Greenbrier.
Bam. Good job. All right. Way to go, Robert. Congratulations.
Right.
Yeah, the Greenbrier is the only resort in the world to ever hold the Ryder Cup and the Solheim Cup.
Ryder Cup, I think 1979, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's incredible. I'm surprised they don't almost like follow each other. Solheim plays here, so Ryder Cup plays here next. Yeah. So they just kind of, you know, like a train around the world, and they play, you know, they get this cycle going like they do for the Open Championship, right?
Right.
Okay.
The
road All right,
count.
Robert. Here's the big question. This is for
Part two.
A Travis Matthews golf shirt.
Wow.
And folks, this is you know what that is. I heard you go, right? Yeah, I heard you. You know what that is. That is a phenomenal.
Yes, sir. Yes,
very high-end golf shirt. Okay, so here we go. You have 30 seconds, and Agent Gibbs is going to put you on the clock. Who are the three pro emeritus at Greenbrier? Go.
Mickelson, Trevino, Bubba Watson.
Keep going. If you get the other...
Sam Snead. I don't know.
You got two. You got two.
You got two.
One more. Just keep guessing, and maybe you get lucky. Think.
Davis Love III. I don't know.
Oh, great man. Effort, Robert. Man,
yeah. You know what? That was a great effort because a lot of those guys are like they have places there now. Bubba, Phil. You're right about that. It was Sam Snead,
right.
was one, and Lee Trevino, you guessed also.
And Tom Watson.
The other one was Tom Watson.
Oh.
Yeah, you were so close, but.
All right, Robert. Well, thanks very much. Hey, listen, I'm out of the office today. I'll be in touch tomorrow, and we'll get you set up. Okay. You have won two vouchers to the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Right.
So
right.
Go down there and make the most of it. It's an incredible facility. Right. Okay, and you won a pass for Bowl America over in Mandarin on San Jose, thanks to Mr. Fred C. And enjoy yourself. Free bowling with a pitcher of your favorite water, all right, and some shoes. So have fun, especially if it's raining and it's late at night. They have some really cool stuff goes on over there, all right? So thanks a lot, Robert. Right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. That was cool. There's the magic music taking us out. We got one more segment, folks, here on the Ed and Watts Golf Hour. So when we come back, we'll close this down and head down the fairway. We are brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame and Ping Golf.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. She said you come home for the last time with a whiskey on your breath.
you don't listen to my preaching, boy, I'm gonna have to beat you half to death. Give me just one more last chance before you say we're through.
Home for play-by-play is 1010XL.
Catch the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby Monday night at 8. And then baseball's best play in the All-Star Classic Tuesday at 8.
Get your fix of play-by-play on 1010XL.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shots and get custom fit for Ping's i200 irons, giving you full command of your shot with unprecedented feel and forgiveness. The innovative Ping Glide 2.0 wedges featuring their sharpest grooves ever to increase friction and spin, and Ping's Sigma G putters featuring full-face forgiveness, a softer feel, and consistent ball speeds. Come in and get custom fit for your new Ping clubs and buy with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The official station of Gator Nation, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
When you owe the IRS and can't pay, call J. David Tax Law, a firm right here in Jacksonville for affordable IRS tax representation. J. David Tax Law can stop any IRS collection action and protect you from financial devastation. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 474-5424. That's 904-474-5424. Or visit jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Mike Dempsey here for Dandy Foods. You know, I can always get into a wrap. I'm here to tell you, their Anytime Deli Santa Fe Turkey Wrap might be my new favorite. As usual, they go with quality first. Fresh turkey medallions from Butterball that they season up for a Southwest kick. Then it's a fiesta blend of roasted corn, tomatoes, and black beans. Add a thick slice of pepper jack cheese, some smoky chipotle mayo, lettuce, all deliciously fresh, wrapped inside a garden tomato tortilla. You'll find one at your nearest gate. So next time you're hungry and on the go, stop in at Gate for a Santa Fe Turkey Wrap from Dandy Foods.
Ow! That really hurt! Who throws a shoe?
Helmets and heels.
Honestly.
Built by Dreamfinders Homes and presented by Underwood Jewelers and American Window Products. Tuesday nights at 7
on 1010XL. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Wow, thank you, folks. You've been listening here this Saturday morning. Another day in paradise here, the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, the fastest 18 holes in golf on radio. Caddy Mike.
Good morning, everyone.
Agent Gibbs in the box. Leslie's up the road a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Visiting family. Wish him the best. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro. We're just kind of chilling. We've been talking golf, Greenbrier. Kenny Perry, congratulations.
Yes, very much.
You know, that's his second senior Open Championship. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely crazy. Last week we kind of touched on, hey, get in the hole, you know. And we did definitely want to take a longer segment to talk about it. There it is. Okay. And of course, more came out this week, Caddy Mike, which we're going to touch on as we get down the road. They need to ban the long putter period because you got a couple guys out in the spotlight and it's kind of, throwing a wrench in the works.
It affects so few players now, but again, it's just something else. You know, what is an anchored stroke and so on? So, I mean, I don't know. As far as amateurs are concerned now, you probably don't sell that many anymore.
I remember
you know, however many years ago it was, and there'd be like 20 broomsticks lined up in the shop and more expensive. But now that market is gone. So I don't know. They've been mentioning it in Bernhard Langer and Scott, had their position.
Scott McCarron
had the position on it, but anyways, they'll deal with that. Just did want to mention, congratulations, Julian Surrey, who is a Duke graduate from Bartram Trail and from Southampton around here, qualified for the British Open. He's the leading money winner on the Challenge Tour, and he qualified for the British Open or the Open Championship in 2 weeks. Good for him. Phil Mickelson's brother is on the bag for Phil now at the Greenbrier. I was talking to Tom yesterday. Phil hit one of these high slinging hooks into the crowd and hit somebody on the noggin with it, 11th hole. And so he went over, and the guy was okay, as it turned out. Phil, of course,
he had the bottle up against his head.
He had his water bottle up against the head. And so Phil got his drop and knocked it on the green, knocked it in, and he went and gave the ball back to the guy. He said, hey, without your head, I would have, you know. But see, Tim wasn't there for the couple $100 bills. Bones would have had a couple hundred, you know, to give to this guy. But anyways, he'll remember that that thing. But speaking of Bones, he's going to be hired by Golf Channel NBC to be an on-course reporter. So to get his insight will be probably very interesting, because he's been there in the last group all the time playing with Phil. He's in there. So I'll bet you a dollar, Tom, right now, that they're going to put Bones following Phil's group at the Open Championship. As a former champion, he'll probably get paired with Ernie Els or Stenson or Rory or somebody. So that should be fun. But we wish him well in his new endeavor. So he took my job too. Tim takes the caddy gig, and now Bone takes my TV gig. What's up with that, Tom?
Well, that's just a time and change, brother. Time and change. Well, Phil,
I'm available.
You know, like still. I said, I think I even said this last week, but Phil is a prime example, because Phil must be getting better because he's hitting fewer spectators.
I don't know about
oh,
that.
Oh, man, folks. Hey, look.
He's entertaining.
We really
sure.
appreciate you all tuning in each week. We just have fun here on the Ed and Watts Golf Hour, brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame and Ping Golf. Okay, and remember this. Yesterday, I was driving home with my wife, and we were caught in a lightning storm. Bay Meadows and Phillips Highway. I mean,
ooh,
dude, I'm talking about
danger.
We were surrounded. The lightning
dangerous.
Was hitting mm-hmm. all around us, like every 5, 6, 7 seconds. We were right in the middle of it. So if you're caught on a golf course in a storm and are afraid of lightning, hold up. Can't do a one iron anymore, but you can hold up an iron, right? Because only God can hit a one iron. So don't worry about it. This is the Ed and Watts Golf Hour, folks. Tune in next week, 10 to 11 here on 1010 XL AM and 92.5 FM. And we'll talk more golf. We appreciate you. Stop by your local Ed and Watts Golf Shop, Pontevedra Beach, Shad Road and Phillips, and Orange Park. And we'll see you down the fairway. Have a great weekend. Be safe.